and shelter, good tires on my car. What took me from my home and put me in the earth was the mouth of a dark hole I found behind my barn. We've been filling it with garbage for as long as you could count. Chicken scraps and dead cows, tractors broken down. But never did I hear one thing hit the ground. So slowly I came to fear that this was a bottomless hole. Out behind the barn, and I'd stare down into that hole. Late into the evening, my mind would not let go. So I got out my rope and a rusty clawfoot tub, and I rigged myself a chariot to ride down in that hole. My wife, she did help me, she fed me down the rope. Then I sank away from the surface of this world. When the last rope pulled tight, I had not reached the end. So in anger I swung there, down in that dark abyss. So I got out my knife and I told my wife goodbye. Cut loose from the rope and I fell on down that hole. And still I am here falling down in this fucking pit. Until I hit the bottom, I won't believe it's bottomless.
Thank you very much. Thank you
very much. This is a song about Christmas in New Mexico. We have a big problem in New Mexico with knife fights on Christmas Day. So they stop selling alcohol.
Weihnachten with flashing.
They stop selling alcohol on Christmas Day to reduce knife fighting, but then people just bought twice as much beer on Christmas Eve. And actually, it did cut down on knife fighting because people drank so much on Christmas Eve, they got the knife fights over with quite early. And that's what this song is about.
One, two, oh, one, three, four.
No,
listen to
to me.
This is a love song that was written to celebrate our 800th year of marriage. The secret to our long and happy marriage is that we never make eye contact. I have no idea what he looks like. Keeps the mystery alive.
It's also my secret. I never look in the mirror. A beating compass pointing to the pole, the great expanse of stillness, the true magnetic north. I know the sky blue longing of a cloud of spiraling birds, all turning in an instant, the perfect spinning world. I feel the loneliness of magnets and the tides across the sea. I call you from dark valleys and I hear you echoing. Thank you.
wherever you are tonight, as you close your eyes to sleep, think of me as you drift away to the mist of silver dreams. And I will find you in the darkness, where water turns to steam. Your pull upon my heart, dear, could steer 10,000 wings. I feel the loneliness of magnets and trembling mountain peaks. I call you from dark valleys, and I hear you echoing.
Lucky enough to be born in America, in the, well, really any big city, and...
Or in America, period.
You would learn very quickly that most people eat dinner as they're driving home from work, and this is about the sadness that's uniquely American. It's about eating dinner while driving home and realizing suddenly that you've spilled all your onion rings out in your lap. There's never enough ketchup to make that better.
Sehr langsam. One, two, three. One, two,
three. I didn't wrap my head in roses.
I didn't run screaming down the street.
I didn't drive off jagged cliffs or drown in roaring seas. I broke no cage door open.
I set no horses free.
The day the girl at the drive-thru window softly smiled at me.
Actually, I did nothing. As she handed me a large iced tea, a little packet of ketchup, a little bag of onion rings. I didn't even smile back at her. I just pulled into the street, searching my rearview mirror to see her eyes on me. 'Cause there were cars had somewhere else to be. On the street, I saw an old man eating as he drove, running over empty cans, lying in the road. But the billboards near the highway were full of singing birds, and all the trees were blooming green in their little squares of dirt. Every dog chained in every yard was howling with me, but I didn't even smile back at her. I just pulled into the street, 'cause there were cars behind me and I had somewhere else to be.
We were driving through Pennsylvania and I looked out the window at this mountainside ahead of us and I saw a gigantic bunny rabbit, like 8 feet tall, coming down the hill, and I said, "Brett, look, there's a giant bunny rabbit!"
"I'm trying to sleep, goddammit!"
And he woke up and he said, "That's a deer." But for one moment I thought I'd come to a land of marvelous things, and I wanted to write a song about how amazing it was to be in the land of gigantic bunny rabbits. So this song started out about that, but it ended up being a song about murder.
She's in mine a brooder. A one, two, three.
Up falling Rock Hill where the leaves look like bats, I shot my brother William 5 times in the back. Have mercy, dear brother, he cried. But the wind has no mercy, and neither did I. As his blood ran through the dead grass, I watched as the black ants fell through his hands. Up falling Rock Hill, the wind softly moaned, and down came I with blood on my clothes. Will call, but the earth didn't open and the sky didn't fall. Dead leaves I walk, marked with blood, and whenever I step, the night creatures run. Wild red roses tangle the grass where William, sweet William, his blood once ran. Through the dead leaves I walk, marked with blood, and wherever I step, the night creatures run. Cicadas are hissing and the whipper will call, but the earth didn't open and the sky didn't fall. though the earth didn't open and the sky didn't fall.
When I first moved to New Mexico, I was standing in our driveway and I was bitten by about 1,000 fire ants. And then I developed the ability to telepathically communicate with all ants. And at first it was pretty rough going. The queen of the ants asked me to rob a few banks. She asked me to do some pretty bad things. But in return, she granted me a theme to a TV show. So I think it's been fair. But thank you, Queen of the Ants. This is the theme from the first season of True Detective, brought to you by
first season.
The Empress of the Ants, all-powerful woman who knows all and lives beneath my driveway. For the future was to grow up and to marry a milkman. But by the time I grew up, there were no more milkmen. You could just go to the store and get milk. So I've been a pretty angry person. Most of my life, but this is about the milkman that I never married. And believe me, if they start delivering milk again, I will divorce you in a second and run away with the milkman. Because they wear those beautiful...
Any milkman in the audience? Milkman?
I like the white uniforms. You don't even drink milk.
the sad milkman in love with the moon. She filled up his window with a soft milky light. So we climbed up the chimney and into the night. But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls, and her slow white eye sees nothing. Down on the sidewalk, a crowd gathered round.
That doesn't really work.
Throwing up bricks and bottles.
Worth a try, though.
You're doing a real good job.
To knock the boy down.
Just do pay attention to what you're doing over there, all right? Don't worry about me.
He stood up above them with his hands in the air, crying up to the moonbeams, come let down your hair. But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she and her slow white eye sees nothing at all.
He wanted to feel like
Chieta Sintise,
like a bucket of milk,
un boquete de leche,
or sweet summer wind,
dulce viento de Verona,
on rolling green hills,
on lomitas verdes.
He wanted to fly,
quiero volar,
up from the roof,
arriba del techo,
up through the night wind,
el viento de la noche,
to the arms of the moon,
en los brazos de luna.
But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls, and her slow white eye sees nothing at all. And the moon, she falls,
and the snow lies
on,
sees nothing at all.
Gracias.
I know you're trying. Every 20 shows, that comes in handy. This song is dedicated to the man who traveled all the way across America to get to the Golden Gate Bridge to kill himself.
Johnny Appleseed?
No, I like him too. He would have made a good milkman. But this poor guy jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge to kill himself, and when he hit the water, a bunch of seals swam and saved him. And so forever after that, he hated seals. It was very bitter. Those goddamn seals. And then the seals took him to shore, and he had to take the bus home dripping wet. Try again tomorrow.
Don't give up.
Yeah. America is a very optimistic country.
No self-smart. Okay. Ready?
Stop for coffee in the redwood forest.
Giant dripping leaves, spoons of powdered cream.
I wanted to kiss you, but I wasn't sure how.
Like those in lost in the rainforest, forced to drag burning wood wherever they went. They all had forgotten how to start a fire.
Is why people OD on pills and jump from the Golden Gate Bridge. Anything to feel weightless again.
Died of TB, the rest went insane.
In our motel room, you're drinking slice and gin,
reading Moby Dick on the other bed.
Remember the first
said it fell long when you learned to flow.
This is why people OD on pills and jump from the gold.
A brand new song.
It's, but you know what it's about.
It's not any happier than the rest. But
no, it's a little happier.
I'm on the maximum dosage recommended by the American pharmaceutical company, so there's not much more I can do. But this is a song about the state fair in Albuquerque, where they have...
Robbie, are you here?
Yeah. Don't make him do that. You know, it's okay. He's on vacation. There's some amazing things you can see at the State Fair. And this is about the one thing that I didn't get to see. Because somebody told me it would be available next year. And then it wasn't.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
It's all his fault.
Thank you.
Glockenspiel. Yeah. Music of sadness.
You find that sad?
I'm special.
Let's sing.
Last September at the state fair, as the Ferris wheels and bumper cars, a hypnotist, the jumping goats, forgotten country music stars. There was a sign for Tiny Tina from the wild. Just a thimble of water. It's just a handful of straw. Tiny Tina, the world's smallest horse. Just a dollar to go see her.
Just a dollar
to see that little horse.
America, we have developed fried beer. I'm not at liberty to tell you the recipe. It's a government secret, but...
Yeah, it's not really beer.
It's everything you imagine it could be. It's a tremendous time saver. When you want to choose between drinking and having dinner, you no longer have to make the big choices. You do both.
All of us don't.
This is a song about snakes and whiskey. Because you should never mix the two.
Legs wrapped round each
each other. My cheek against my sister's, we were born like tangled vines. Sunlight spread like honey through my sister's tiny hands. But I'm picking sour apples in the wild waving grasses. Sister stumbled in a briar and was bitten by a snake. Shadows are dragged along. Staggering through the backwoods, killing snakes with a sharpened stick. Oh, but still I heard her laughing in the wild waving grasses. Still her tiny hands went splashing at the river's sparkling shore. Set the woods to burning and I choked the river up with stones. Every creature casts a shadow under the sun's golden flame. But when the sun sinks past the waving grass, some shadows are dragged along.
First song that we ever wrote together. It's about killing people.
No, where'd you hear it?
I was going through one of my depressions about onion rings.
Yeah, imagine that.
And I said, let's try to write a song about a woman who gets kidnapped and taken in the woods and murdered and see if we feel better. And do you know what? We did feel better.
When you get banned from radio.
I felt a lot better. Yeah, and then...
Why is my career not taking off?
There's so many reasons.
I write songs about killing women. I don't write them. She, yeah.
I tried growing tomatoes, and it didn't make me feel better. But writing songs about murdering women made me feel better. So what can I do? You have to listen to your body.
I wasn't looking for love till
My knife went through your screen door. I went away with you. You were singing, please let me go, all the way down to Miller's Cave. When I picked a stick up off the ground, you cried, I ain't ready for my grave. But Arlene, in the dark, your hair is red. In this long, dark cave, we'll always be our wedding bed. Oh, Arlene, in the dark, hair's just as red. In this long, dark cave will always be our wedding bed.
This is a song about frogs and mud. We live in the desert, so I dream about mud and puddles and things that live in dirty water, because we get to see it so rarely. No jamming.
I don't know how to jam, so you don't have to worry about that. Jam free. One.
Fish leap up from a quiet stream, shine a moment in the light, and fall away again. Have you seen it, sister? You come outside.
Down
in the flood.
it feels.